From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl Castle. Thank you all. We have got a terrific show for you today. Comedian Jimmy Fallon will be our guest later on to play Not My Job. Yeah, we're pretty excited. Now, apparently, Mr. Fallon is one of a number of gentlemen who hosts a show in the evening in which jokes and amusing observations are made about the week's news. And we were excited to find out that other people are following our lead in this, imitation being a fine form of flattery. And we asked, well, you know, what is their prize for when their viewers answer questions correctly? And we were amazed to discover that Mr. Fallon and his colleagues offer no prizes at all. I wish them well, but honestly, jokes without prizes. This can't last. You know, we're looking out for you, though. If you want Carl's voice on your home answering machine, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Amber from Arlington, Virginia.
Hey, Amber, how are things in Arlington?
I'm an attorney.
Oh, that's how things are.
Yeah.
I understand. Are you one of those many, many, many thousands of attorneys who work in and around the federal government?
Indeed.
Indeed. What do you do for the giant beast?
Well, I do document review, which means I read people's emails.
Really?
Ah.
Yeah.
Anybody's you like?
Well, we definitely get some surprising ones mixed
in
sometimes.
Bet. Can you tell us about them? We got time.
Oh. I'm sure that would be a confidentiality breach.
Oh, we can't have one of those in Washington.
No.
No, never.
Well, welcome to the show, Amber. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the new book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Next is one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, the fabulous Ms. Roxanne Roberts is right here.
Hello, Amber.
Hi, Roxanne.
And lastly, a humorist and author whose latest book is Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Of course, Carl Castle will start us off with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that. You will, of course, win a prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I hope so.
Here is your first quote.
You have lots of splaining to do.
That was Senator Tom Coburn tastefully and appropriately quoting Ricky Ricardo as he questioned somebody this week who?
Sotomayor.
Yeah, Sonia Sotomayor. Senator Coburn was, of course, asking Judge Sotomayor about her ruling in the case of Lucy versus Copacabana nightclub, where Sotomayor had ruled there was an inherent right to play congas at a nightclub, but only while wearing a fake mustache. During the hearings, during which Democrats asked Sotomayor if she was amazing or just wonderful, Republicans did their best to protest the continuing oppression of old white men by wise Latina women, including Sotomayor, Sotomayor's mom, Maria from Sesame Street, and the much feared Dora the Explorer. Following Coburn's lead, other Republicans used apropos Latino idioms so as to connect with the nominee, such as when Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama referred to her as the Juan Valdez of judicial activism. When Senator Cornyn of Texas yelled, "President, we don't need no stinking presidents."
And to be fair, that was only the second most embarrassing thing Senator Coburn did this week. Mm. The first one was saying that, telling him that, yes, he had advised Senator Ensign to pay off his mistress, but that he wasn't going to give us any details because he was acting in his capacity as a confessor.
Right. Yeah. Or it happened as a doctor, and since he's an obstetrician.
Yeah. Obstetrician, yeah.
Yeah, that might have been
I thought it was the other way around, since Ensign is a veterinarian, that it was doctor privilege for him.
Here is your second quote.
The federal government competes with the private sector the way an alligator competes with a duck. It consumes it.
That was Indiana Congressman Mike Pence getting all zoological
as he criticized a government initiative to compete with the private sector on what major issue?
Healthcare.
Yes, indeed. Healthcare. Very good. This is the week we've all been waiting for. The rollout of healthcare reform legislation, the 1,000-page bill, is incredibly complicated. For example, under the plan, if you say need your tonsils out, it'll be subsidized by the government, but it will be done by Lockheed Martin using Dremel tools left over from the stealth bomber project. For efficiency's sake. President Obama appeared at an event at the White House to roll out the legislation. He was surrounded there by nurses. He did this thing after talking to some of them privately in the Oval Office. He admitted that he, quote, has a bias toward nurses, and he talked about how intimately nurses know the issues. One more reason why Obama can do this and Bill Clinton couldn't. Conservatives, of course, Republicans, were decrying the plan. They say that if this passes, our current health care system will be destroyed. Of course, our current health care system for most people is watching Grey's Anatomy while applying head-on to their tumor.
Wait a minute, that doesn't work?
No, it doesn't.
What is head-on?
Head-on is that, you don't know? Because you don't watch enough TV. Head-on, apply directly to the forehead. Head-on, apply directly to the forehead. It's this homeopathic nonsense that people have been buying by the millions
in
the hope that it will help
oil,
them.
It's snake oil, but in kind of a gel form.
Yes.
Well, what if they were able to contribute to our show, though? Wouldn't we give it another thought?
I mean, if they were to sponsor us?
Yeah.
Head-on?
I'd rub it on anything.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd say nice things about cholera if they sponsored the show.
I mean. All right, Amber, your last quote is from a recent article about a big movie opening this week.
Is that a wand in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
That was from a somewhat snarky piece in Esquire and the new, more mature installment of a movie franchise out this week. What is it?
Harry Potter.
Yes, everybody is all excited about the sixth Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood. Oh, my God, is that a girl walking by? The movie begins, this is true, with a cute waitress offering Harry his, shall we say, admission letter to a magical school of a different kind. But he's rudely interrupted by some annoying old guy with a pointy hat and clearly misplaced priorities. In this one, Harry is both fighting off the forces of evil and his own hormones. The result is a cross between the Lord of the Rings and Gossip Girl. The Hogwarts kids do have some advantages in dealing with the trials of adolescence. They can clear up acne with a simple clear Cilima spell. Mm-hmm. And the Weasley twins, as you know, if you follow the books, they're now in the joke shop. They're, in addition to providing extendable ears, they're providing some magical object called fake IDs to the kids at Hogwarts. So it's all pretty exciting, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is this the end of Harry?
No, there will be two more movies.
Oh.
There was going to be one more movie, but they decided they'd make it two so as to make more money. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that? No, because...
Well, what's-his-name will be 32 by then.
Exactly. That'll kind of be a problem, I think. Yeah. It's like, Harry, what evil wizard spell has called you to start losing your hair, they'll say. As we get to the end of the second movie.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Amber do?
Amber was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. Amber, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Amber. Congratulations. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?